This program was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local programs, go to our website, freshfm.net, or download the Access Internet Radio app.
Hello and welcome to John's Media Show, where we talk about media and other stuff. Now, before I get started with my review of Terminator Dark Fate, since I reviewed the previous two Terminator films, The Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day, the previous week, in preparation for Terminator Dark Fate, I have to give a shout out to any friends or family that may be tuning in to listen to me today, and I hope you enjoy the show. And for any new listeners that may be tuning in, I'd like to talk to you about how I critique any sort of media. So how I critique any sort of media is based on its entertainment value. I'll look at the pros and cons. If the pros outweigh the cons, it will get a high rating. If the cons outweigh the pros, it will get a low rating. If it's mediocre, the pros and cons will be about equal. I try and keep my reviews as spoiler-free as possible, but in some cases I do need to get into spoiler territory, since it may be a major part in my review. But I will give you plenty of warning before I get into those spoilers, so people who don't want the experience spoiled, don't get the experience spoiled. I have two unique rating systems. The first is unique to whatever medium I'm critiquing. So for film, I use popcorns, because that's what you eat when you go to the cinema. For video games, I use video game controllers, because that's only what you play video games with. And for TV shows, I use televisions, because that's only what you watch TV shows on. And the second rating system is, because I'm a film collector, more specifically on Blu-ray or digital iTunes HD, I use this as a helpful guide for any other media collectors that may be tuning in to listen to me today. So at the bottom we have to skip it. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has no entertainment value whatsoever, not even it's so bad it's good, like Batman and Robin, that you can laugh at how ridiculous and over the top everything is. View it once is where, for example, if the film's come out recently in cinemas and I think it's good enough for you to go see it once and then be done with it, then I say see it once. Rent it is where, in the same example, where if the film's come out recently in cinemas and I think it's good, but not good enough for you to warrant your money, time, and potentially fuel, depending on where your local cinema is, and you could wait 3 or 4 months for it to come out on DVD and Blu-ray to rent, then I say rent it. But the highest honor is obviously to buy it on Blu-ray. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has great entertainment value, and you will never get tired of watching or playing the video game. So now we're heading into Terminator Dark Fate.
Talk. Talk fast.
You first.
My name is Sarah Connor. August 29th, 1997. It was supposed to be Judgment Day. But I changed the future. Saved 3 billion lives. Enough of a resume for you?
No. You may have changed the future, but you didn't change our fate. I know you're scared, but I'm here to protect you.
Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human. Just enhanced. Why do you care what happens to her?
Because I was her.
Sarah!
I can see you're very upset. I'm going to help you protect the girl.
Nobody else is gonna die because of me! If you don't make it, everybody dies.
It's
expect a big ping, brother. The whole body's a weapon. Sorry.
When this is all over, I am going to kill you.
I understand.
I'll be back.
And that was Terminator Dark Fate. This is directed by Tim Miller, who directed the film Deadpool. The screenplay is written by David S. Goyer and Justin Rhodes and Billy Ray. The cast stars Lyndall Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mackenzie Davis, Natalia Reyes, Gabriella Luna, and Diego Boneta. So the synopsis reads, in the film, the machine seen in Terminator, the Rev-9, played by Gabriella Luna, back in time to send to kill a young woman, Dani Ramos, played by Ray Lees, whose fate is connected to Sarah Connor and her son John's legacies, thus making her a target. The human resistance sends an enhanced soldier, Grace, played by Mackenzie Davis, whose existence also depends on Danny's survival, back to protect her. Grace and Danny's only hope for the survival against the Rev-9 depends on them joining forces with Sarah and an aging T-800 Terminator. It received mixed reviews from critics, with many considering it as a return to form for the franchise and finding it superior to recent Terminator sequels, but found a derivative of the first two films. Terminator Dark Fate had a lot to live up to, considering the filmmakers have made only the Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day canon, while the other sequels, James Cameron and said that the later sequels and TV show existing in alternate timelines. I like the performances from Hamilton, Reyes, Davis, and Schwarzenegger. More specifically, the Hardens, Sarah Connor, played again by Linda Hamilton, who after a traumatic event after Judgment Day, her emotions in certain scenes are heartbreaking. Rev-9, played by Gabrielle Luna, did have similarities to Robert Patrick's T-1000, with them being unassuming and having a thin build. However, Luna does come across as warmer in certain scenes. Grace, played by Mackenzie Davis, gives us also a good performance in her own right. Schwarzenegger gives an interesting performance since we see him in a radically different place which we haven't seen him before, and it was intriguing. Danny, played by Natalia Reyes, gives a sympathetic performance since she was like Sarah Connor in The Terminator, becomes more assertive and in control of her destiny. The action sequences are excellent, considering this is Tim Miller's second film. There are many intense action sequences sprinkled throughout the film, like the first encounter with the Rev-9, the climax, and more. The writing for the film is somewhat good. I'm going to go into major spoilers for Terminator Dark Fate, so if you want to see the film and don't want any spoilers going in, then I'd recommend turning off the radio. Though certain spoilers have actually sort of circulated around the internet because of how controversial it was. So I'm starting in 3, 2, 1. It is revealed in the opening scene that while Skynet and Judgment Day were stopped, Skynet send Terminators before Skynet got erased to kill John Connor. In the opening scene, the T-800 does just that. As you could imagine, this deeply upset Sarah Connor. And 22 years later, this is the part that made me feel empathy for Sarah Connor, since she did all this work to stop Judgment Day, and yet her son died. She is still reeling from it and copes by hunting Terminators to prevent Judgment Day. But her anger comes back when she meets the T-800 that killed her son. The Rev 9 is basically the T-1000, but has the ability to split into two separate fully functioning Terminators. Plus, it has the ability to, quote, exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to a human, such as emotions. Instead of Skynet and Grace's future, they have an AI called Legion, which is designed for cyber warfare. Legion took control of servers globally, which the humans tried to stop with the nuclear holocaust. And the AI builds a global network of machines to kill the remaining survivors. Even the T-800, despite completing its mission, felt unsatisfied. It learned from humanity and integrated into it, even developing a conscience and getting a human family. This is something we haven't seen a Terminator do. Surprisingly, Danny in the future, in a twist, didn't actually give birth to the leader of the human resistance, but is herself. Many aspects, while are similar to earlier films of the Terminator, there are some unique twists to the lore. So now the spoilers are ending, so if you've turned off the radio, then hopefully you've turned it back on in the right place. The music composed by Junkie XL is a lot inferior to its predecessors. While there are some good compositions sprinkled throughout, it falls a bit flat for the most part because of its lack of emotional resonance. Since the film is a repeat of certain plot points, the pacing feels off at times, leading to a lot of talky scenes with stuff we've heard before. But it starts to pick up near the climax where there's more action. Terminator Dark Fate was okay at best. While I do admire them getting back to their roots and continuing the story of Sarah Connor, a lot of the film is spent meandering and I kept wondering when the next action sequence is going to be. Since it felt a bit repetitive at this point. Would I recommend it to Terminator fans? Not really. It's basically Terminator 2 Judgment Day and the Terminator spliced into one film with not as intriguing commentary and the like. 3 popcorns out of 5. Skip it. I'm John Scott. This is John's Media Show on Fresh FM. And we're now heading into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was Terminated, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and we are now heading back into a music break. And I will see you after the break. And that was My Name is Danny, composed by Junkie XL from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and we are now heading back into a music break. And I will see you after the break. Thank you. that was Rev 9, composed by Junkie XL from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fish FM, and we're now heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. Iron Spike, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. John's Media Show. And that was Enter Sarah, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. John's Media Show. And that was Grace, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. John's Media Show. And that was You Saved Me, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. John's Media Show. And that was Screaming Turbines, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. John's Media Show. We'll be right back. that was For John, composed by Junkie XL, from the film score of Terminator Dark Fate. Welcome back to John's Media Show, where we talk about media and other stuff. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this session today, but I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to listen to me today, because otherwise I'd just be in a room filled with computers, a control panel, speaking into a microphone, all by myself. If you'd like me to critique anything, please go to freshfm.net. We can go to our Facebook page and leave me a post via the visitors post with your recommendation and the hashtag John's Media Show. If I pick your recommendation, I'll give a shout out to whoever did so. Don't forget to download the Access Internet Radio app to get Fresh FM on your phone or tablet. This is available from the iTunes or Google Play stores, respectively on your Apple or Android device. I hope you have all had a wonderful day at school and or work, and I'll hopefully see you all next time. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show, and I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Other great local programs from Fresh FM are available through the Access Internet Radio app or our website, freshfm.net.